The cheerleaders will be at Perkins on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Perkins contacted me in August about our team possibly taking part in a fundraiser. And so they will be doing a pancake fundraiser. We'll have people taking orders, serving the food, cleaning up tables, and all while earning money for their organization. It's a great partnership with Perkins. I love that they offer these types of fundraisers. I love to put the girls out in the community and give them job training for a job that they would possibly have after school when they go to college, possibly in the summertime. So I think it's great that they offer this opportunity to them. It's something they can put on a resume for job experience, and it's wonderful that Perkins partners with these with organizations to allow the kids to do this and get their fundraising done in one fell swoop in one day without delivering candles or selling products. It's just a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, and I've taken part of those opportunities as well, and it is a very, very good time. The cheerleaders will do all the work, basically. And what are you raising the funds for, Coach?
We're raising funds to, we're hoping to go to a stunting camp. We like to keep things in the UP. We like to keep things local. So we're partnering with other schools like Manistee, Gladstone, to have different cheerleading camps and stunting camps. So there is cost for travel to get there and a minimal stipend that the girls will pay to take part in this camp. So it's a great opportunity to meet up with our other UP schools and also to keep our camps local instead of traveling downstate and taking the money out of this area. We like to support our local organizations. So that's part of what we will be using the money for. And then other expenses as they might come up throughout the year or other opportunities. And it's another way for us to keep that money local.
Talking to Coach Vicki Nelson from the Gwynn High School cheerleading team. And Coach, you have Ashley Matson on your team, who's a senior who has cheered every season since seventh grade. In fact, all of these young ladies have cheered since seventh grade. Is that correct?
Yes, they're all seniors. They're all really good friends, part of a fantastic group of girls. And Ashley's right here, so I'll let you speak with her.
Yeah, let's talk to Ashley Matson. Ashley, what's your favorite part, I guess I should ask? What's your favorite part about being a cheerleader?
I guess I really enjoy the idea of having a second family back at school.
Now, Coach Nelson and I have talked in the past about how athletic you have to be a cheerleader. Can you talk about that a little bit?
We have a lot of workout training we have to do in order to be good at our jumps and kicks and whatnot. So a lot of training has to be put forth in order to improve ourselves.
Now, when you do your stunts, are you a flyer or are you a base person? Or what part do you take in the stunts?
I'm a flyer.
It sounds a little weird, but actually, literally, you are up in the air sometimes.
Yeah, and you definitely have to have a lot of trust with that. Ashley right now actually has a nice sprained ankle from practice. I mean, things happen
really quickly,
and she just came down wrong, and her foot came out. And, you know, you're literally 3 inches from the ground, and things can happen. So, yeah, so now she's nursing a sprained ankle, but she's expecting to be back soon. We also have Jessica Gruba here, and we'd like to find out what her favorite part of cheerleading is and why.
I guess I would have to say I really enjoy adding spirit to the community and making new friendships with my teammates.
And as far as stunts are concerned, Jessica, what part do you play?
I'm mainly a base, and to me, that's like one of the most important parts of the stunt, because without your bases, you can't put your girl in the air.
And you're the person that builds that trust that Coach Nelson talks about the flyer having to have. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, the whole like stunt group, it's like your own little family within the family of cheerleading. So you get really close to your girls. You have that trust.
Therese Trewartha, what's your favorite part of cheerleading and why?
I love that I've been with the same girls since seventh grade because we are all the best of friends. We have sleepovers all the time. We all know each other so well. And it's just great to have people that I know so well be the ones that are putting me up in the air or even the ones I put up in the air. It makes the trust a lot better.
Christine Carlson is also part of the squad and is here today. Christine, tell us about what is your part of or your favorite part of cheerleading and why?
I guess
my favorite part of cheerleading would be whether we win or lose, we're always there to support our team and our friends and continue cheering them on no matter what.
Coach Vicki Nelson from the Gwynn High School cheerleading squad and cheerleaders Ashley Manson, Jessica Gruba, Therese Triwartha, and Christine Carlson. And one more time, Coach, tell us what's happening, when and where.
On Saturday, September 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., we will be doing a pancake fundraiser at Perkins. We would love for everybody to come out there and support our organization and to support Perkins Restaurant, because it's great that they do this for the organizations, for the kids, you know, open up their restaurant and let us come in and do a fundraiser and get job experience. It's just a win-win situation all around. So we would love to have everybody come out and pack the house and support our fundraiser.